Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is hosted by Center for Advanced Medicine, an integrated medical center who understands that there's a deeper underlying reason for your health problems. Each week, their health professionals share insight with you on a variety of topics, including the latest in natural health care and current health products, in order to assist you and navigate the sometimes difficult task of getting answers to your health concerns. Finding the root cause of your health problems and on the road to recovery is their goal. We invite you to call into the show each week with your questions. That number to call when the host opens the line is 866-KPRAISE or 866-577-2473. Now, here's today's edition.
Welcome to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis. And I got to tell you, I got co-host coming out of co-host today. I've got to the left of me, Dr. Mark Drucker, and to the right of me, Dr. Dave Nelson.
Welcome. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you guys. You know, if you were ever going to call in and get some good advice, you got a team here that's been in place for some cases 20 years plus and almost 30 years.
Yeah.
So we've been working as a team. So if you want some good ideas to what's going on in your health, this would be a good day to call in. So you might want to give us a call. It's 866-577-2473. 866-577-2473. Yes, Dr.
Nelson. Do you know what? You can also go on our website, Center for Advanced Med, centerforadvancedmed.com, and you can
find out a lot about us.
Oh, yeah. You can do that and join us on the show. You know, I got a call from my brother back in Minnesota. It's an old-fashioned winter snowstorm. They're going to get 15 inches of snow, blizzard.
Today?
And, yep.
Oh,
and
wow.
You're sitting home and in the morning,
anywhere in the world,
you can hear us.
Go on the internet,
yep,
and listen to this show.
Oh yeah,
live right now.
If you're in Europe, you're in wherever, Israel, and you can hear us.
Well, what I don't understand is I saw a picture of the White House and all those people out on the front lawn. So they must be getting different weather in Washington.
Yep, they must be
in Minnesota.
But hey, do you know what? It's always different weather in Washington D.C.
It's a lot of different things in Washington, D.C. Are we going to, I think we're at a war now or something. I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe we're just passing missiles and then they'll pass them back to us. I don't know.
But do you know what? There's a war going on in our bodies, too.
True.
Keep his health.
All right.
Health versus
right.
disease.
All right. Now, you're the one who sees everything in your room that comes in, Dr. Nelson.
Yeah.
Why don't you share with us what you're seeing a lot, and we'll work as a team to figure it out.
Well, number one, I'm seeing a lot.
By the way, I want to congratulate Dr. Drucker. He made a catch yesterday just on a couple symptoms. He caught he catches stuff all the time. It's just amazing.
Well,
that's the job.
That's,
you know, we're supposed to be there to take care of people.
You know, I was thinking driving in this morning. I was saying, you know, our whole goal is to, we look at a problem, we look at pain, we look at symptoms, and those are just red lights that come on. And we need to get, and we can get this across, and I try to get this across to all the patients I see, is follow the domino effect of what the cause is.
You mean there's not a symptom without a source?
Exactly.
So we need to get the root, the source of the problem. All right. So what are some of the symptoms? What are some of the things you've been seeing on your machine?
Well, I see a lot of inflammation. I see right now, this last month, I've been seeing a lot of gut problems, a lot of gut intestinal issues, inflammatory conditions, bloating, gas,
abdominal discomfort, pain.
Yes,
yeah, discomfort.
Yes.
What do you think about GMOs as a big contributing to that?
Well, I mean, personally, I think it has a long-term issue at affecting the immune system.
How does it do that?
It affects the cell membrane. It affects the cell DNA, the mitochondria, and which is a powerhouse of the cell. And that affects that whole immune balance of the body. And so that's why we need to restrict the chemicals, the pesticides, the GMOs. It affects the body long term. It may not affect you immediately.
That minute
no.
when you eat it. Right.
That's right.
Tastes good when you eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Tastes really good.
Well, all right, so here's my question. The GMOs, as you say, pesticides. As the pesticides get in there, our bacteria are pests to those things.
Yes.
And they'll kill our bacteria. And when they kill our bacteria in the gut, it changes our biome, killing the good guys until finally the pathogenic bacteria and yeast take over. And then you get a sort of a dysbiosis and maybe all the way to a SIBO, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly right. And that's not limited to causing problems in the intestine or the digestive system. That spreads throughout the whole body. There's inflammation. There's the gut-brain connection. So we know that the barrier, the lining in the intestine, has a relationship to the brain barrier. And so there's inflammation in the brain. A lot of people, you know, we say, you know, trust your gut. So mm-hmm. there's that connection between gut and brain. So when you have digestive problems, it can cause you to be cranky, of course, but it can cause you to be depressed. Mm-hmm. It can cause you to be unmotivated. It goes into sleep problems just because you have inflammation in the intestines or the gut. So it's a whole, that's just the beginning of your whole body when it goes down into your intestines.
So you mentioned, Dr. Kelsey, you mentioned SIBO, and Dr. Drucker, a lot of people don't know what SIBO is. What is SIBO?
So small intestine bacterial overgrowth, okay. Which really is probably should be a
pathogenic, you know, bacteria.
Right, bacterial imbalance,
okay.
Because you want a good amount of the right bacteria growing in there, and you want a lot less of the not good bacteria, harmful, pathogenic. You know, these are microbes. So, for example, in the winter time, you know, you get exposed to a microbe like strep or yep. staph. And the next thing you know, you've got a respiratory infection mm-hmm. or a sinus infection. These are acute conditions. So in the gastrointestinal system, same thing. These are microbes, and the wrong microbes create, you can have an acute situation. So if you go to Mexico and get a big dose of bacteria in the water that you're not used to, you get diarrhea, you get stomach cramps, you can throw up. That's an acute infection. But if the biome develops an imbalance, now you just have what we call a low-grade chronic infection. It's causing the inflammation starting in the gut. You can't digest and absorb your nutrients well. These microbes make a lot of byproducts that are harmful and toxin-like, so that causes inflammation throughout the body. It causes a reactivity to the immune system, which can actually trigger autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. So a simple autoimmune or immune chronic fatigue immune dysfunction syndrome can actually come from a microbiome in the gut imbalance.
Or in the mouth going to the gut. You know, in other words, they kind of go back and forth with each other, right?
Yeah, well, yes. You know, we do consider the mouth, you know, part of the digestive system.
Right.
So it's all one system there.
Right. So I look at it this way. There's what you put in, and then there's this whole other new group coming out, and they're onto something. If you had a German Shepherd who'd protect you no matter what, and a Doberman Pinscher who'd turn on you sometime, and you had a pit bull who was always attacking you, and it was in your yard, which one would rule the yard? See? Because the one that will rule the yard is the one you feed. And so, folks, as we eat more sugars
yeah.
and more things like that, we're feeding the pit bull. As we eat things that we're reactive to, we're feeding the Doberman Pinscher.
Yes.
But when we're feeding ourselves the good food, we're going to feed the good shepherd that's going
like
to protect
that.
Us.
That's I like a that. Good, that's a great analogy.
That's a great analogy.
I like that.
And I think that's what's happening. That's why you hear people cutting out lectins on some people, where you're taking out beans and some of the grains and carbs and things for people who are having a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And that's why that you're seeing so many people go to keto-type diets, because what you feed will feed what's eaten off of you.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, one of the things I do is I talk a lot more to the patients about what to eat rather than, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that. We just talk about, hey, this, have you had avocado with cucumbers chopped up together and maybe a little sauerkraut with it? And, you know, the broccoli, zucchini. Nowadays, there's this rice cauliflower. So there's cauliflower that's already minced up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids love it. And so...
And it's a safe carb.
Oh, it's excellent. Excellent.
Yes. And it's full of calcium.
And then you can put some, I love to make it, you know, with some butter. Put some Kerrygold butter on it and olive oil.
A little butter, a little olive oil, a little salt.
Yeah, a little love.
And it's good. And I'll tell you what really helps with that is cutting up some celery because it gives a little crunch to
it.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Or dropping a couple nuts in it.
Yeah.
Things that kind of break it up a little, some onions and maybe a touch of some garlic.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Sunflower seeds. Yeah. When you mix sunflower seeds into a salad or these veggie dishes, it's just... So there's so many good things people can eat once you just get it on the table and talk about it.
Well, sunflowers and pumpkins. I like pumpkin seeds, too.
But I have a terrible craving for sugar. I hear that all the time. My cravings, I don't know if I can do this. My cravings for sugar are just overwhelming.
Well, the reason we have the cravings is because we've been feeding the pit bull for so long.
Yes.
There's about 10 pit bulls in the yard now.
Yes.
And so we've got to start starving the pit bull. Now, how you make that transition is what is interesting. We do our cleanse.
Yes.
And I would say about 4 or 5 days into the cleanse, you lose sweet cravings.
It does.
So unless you have an emotional thing at this point, you've now eaten up all the pit bulls with enzymes. And at that point in time, you're able to start growing shepherds back
in. So what is
that? I think the cleanse works well, but also clearings on sugar are dramatically effective. And when it gets to the emotional component, Dr. Kellis,
that's
you're mentioning,
huge.
You know, then we can do the niacin amino acid intravenously or NAD IVs, which restores neurotransmitters in the brain so that you're more balanced and the craving desire doesn't take over.
And that's good for all addictions, sugar being the first.
Yes.
Which is an amazing thing. Talk a little bit about that, because I remember you and Yez were talking about that quite a bit, how that's a major breakthrough, what that does for sugar craving and handling type things.
The niacin or NAD.
And for alcoholism and drugs, that stuff is really helpful.
Even some of the brain fogs and fuzzy concentration, decreased memory. All that's a brain cell performance. And one of the limiting nutrients in the biochemistry, the biochemical pathways of the brain, is a niacin in the form of an energy molecule. So NAD is actually a form of an energy molecule that helps the cells do what they're supposed to do.
And if you have that inadequate supply, when your serotonin comes in, it'll work properly. Otherwise, serotonin can turn into niacin if you've got a deficiency, and then you go low on serotonin, that affects neurotransmitters too.
Yeah, so I think of it as giving the brain cells more horsepower. That's what it does. It gives them more. It's analogous to detoxifying the brain cells, nourishing the brain cells, making them younger, making them more capable of doing their job. It is their job. I mean, that's the way we were designed, with this sophisticated performance of brain cells that make a plethora of neurotransmitters and the whole balance. And so this allows the brain cells to do a better job.
So you're basically feeding the good shepherd.
That's right.
Yes.
In your brain. All right.
Right.
Folks, if you want to join the program in progress, give us a call, 866-577-2473. You know, there's always things that we wish were better in our body and worked better. We're not just working on fixing problems. We'd love to do that. That's what we do. But maybe helping you be the best you can be without joining the Army. Give us a call, 866 877-277-2473. We'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Could your fish oil supplements be weighing you down? Recent reports have shown that many fish are contaminated with heavy metals. Contaminated fish can mean contaminated fish oil supplements. How do you know yours are free of those heavy metals, pollutants, or even radiation? Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil have gone through the standardized Eurofins process, the most rigorous testing for heavy metals and dozens of other pollutants. And we've gone even a step further, testing for radiation in response to the nuclear disaster in Japan, still dumping radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. With Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil, you can get all of the health benefits of fish oils without being weighed down by contaminants. Order your bottle of Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil today. Just call 760-632-9042. 760-632-9042.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic. A clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProbioMax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProbioMax is right for you.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is AM 1210 K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Killis, co-host Dr. Mark Drucker and Dr. David Nelson. And, of course, you're the star of our show. We'd love to hear from you. You know, if you've had any problem bothering you over 120 days, don't let it go chronic because it starts recruiting other parts of your body. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. That's 577-2473. Well, guys, there's a couple of areas that I see a lot of. I see people, as you say, the digestive tract is a major player. And, yes, of course, the dental part, as you say, Dr. Drucker, of the digestive tract. I'd say that's probably the major player. Another part would be structural alignment, the head and neck bite, that area. Mm-hmm. What do you see on that front?
Yeah, one of the things I look at when I do the scan is I do a scan on the structure and I see inflammation going on. And it just brings me back to the question, how was birth? I'd like to start at the very beginning. Was there any trauma at birth, forceps? Was there any injuries, falls? And as kids do fall, kids do have injuries and so forth, and they repair quickly, but if it's consistently happening over and over again, I see a lot of gymnasts that come in. And so if that's not taken care of early, it can be precipitated into something more severe as they age.
Okay, so gymnasts, horseback riding, any falls of any kind, those kind of things. Ask them how their birth was. I know they were there, but they may not remember.
Right.
they got to take some of Dr. Drucker's NAC for that.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? What other things could happen to them that can throw that off? How about orthodontia? You know, moving your teeth around to where they don't mesh properly, that puts pressure on your cranial bones, which puts pressure on your neck, and every one of the nerves that come out of your neck affect parts of your body. your thoughts, Dr. D, because you've had a C2 problem forever from a car accident.
Yeah, structure is very important on how people feel. It ties into the adrenal fatigue, adrenal dysfunction, because it takes a lot of energy when a person has discomfort. It takes a lot of energy out of your body to manage that discomfort. So you're not, your body is going to try to minimize the amount of pain and suffering you're in. So it's cranking out hormones, anti-inflammatory hormones, and also the neurotransmitters that kind of help your body deal with pain. So that's where all the nutrients are now being used up.
Now, let me ask you a question. You've been a lot better with your neck lately. What do you attribute that to?
Well, clearly, you know, we have microcurrent therapy at the office.
And what's that do for you?
For me, it just takes away the pain and discomfort. But more than that, it actually is normalizing, healing the tissue. So the soft tissues, the muscles, the ligaments, they are getting healthier without inflammation.
Right.
And the whole condition is now regenerating and stabilizing. So it actually, because your body wants to heal. It has a mechanism. It's built into our DNA to stay strong and heal up.
To rebalance.
Right. So we just need to give it the tools that are missing so that it can get the job done.
Well, and I've watched you work out over the years. In fact, you and I met at the Olympic Health Resort where you were working out all the time, and you've had your neck is in good shape. I mean, it's not like you haven't worked your neck out really strong. So you're saying even the muscles sometimes can't just take care of that. They have to have some help.
Well, it's typically related to injuries.
Right, right.
So injuries can be car accidents, falls, maybe even tripping and falling. People get banged, and when the neck vertebrae, the bones, go
right.
out of alignment,
right.
now all the structures are being overworked, and they're in a state of inflammation. They start to deteriorate
right.
until those bones are put back into place. It's like a dislocate. Can you imagine walking around with a dislocated shoulder? So that's what it's like. It's a they call it subluxation because it's a mild degree
right.
of dislocation, but the ligaments are being pinched and stretched
and the nerves
and then exactly and so the neuromuscular the muscles are. Tense, they're burning up calcium.
Well, now they're past tense. See?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question because there's another. When you do that NAC, you do some of that NAC drip. That helps give your energy back too, doesn't it?
Yeah, NAD.
NAD, so
NAD rather.
Yeah, because again, you know, niacin, vitamin B3, and in NAD, it's already packaged into adenine dinucleotide. It's right. an energy molecule.
Right.
So these muscle cells that are constantly firing and working because they're in a state of contraction, they burn up all their energy. And so now you just get acidity in the tissue, low pH, all the chemicals of inflammation and pain, which is like the lack. So it's like you do a workout and you overwork out when you're not used to it.
Right.
And everyone has that soreness in their body. So that's what's happening to you every day. You're not necessarily working out. You're just walking around under the force of gravity. And because the structure is weak, it's as if you're getting a workout. Everything yeah. hurts. Everything's inflamed.
And Dr. Nelson, you're a huge believer in alkaline water for helping with some of that inflammation that Dr. Drucker's talking about, right?
Yes, I am. I love it. And because of what he said.
What's it do?
It helps to balance out the acidity in the body.
And that acidity could also be part of what can be involved with cancer and inflammation and everything,
oh,
right?
Oh, exactly. And so as you increase the alkalinity of the system, avocados, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, all the dark green leafy vegetables are alkaline too. And asparagus is phenomenal. And so as we increase that that alkalinity, which also precipitates the more oxygen.
So basically,
yeah, exactly.
So basically, eating a lot of red meat is probably not as good for that.
No, no, it's not. And we want to increase oxygen. We want to, because most people are not breathing correctly to get the deep breathing. And I tell patients every day, go find a baby and watch them breathe. That's how we need to breathe. That stomach breathing, not the short breathing from the lungs. We need that deep, deep breath. And we need to do that every day. We call it eupeptic breathing.
So when they say it takes my breath away, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. So now we're working the inflammation out of the body. What else could add to the inflammation? Any other thoughts? And I apologize, Dr. Drucker. I was thinking of N-acetylcysteine. You took it to NAD, and that's good.
Yes, NAD. So inflammation, first thing I think of is toxicity.
Yeah.
Okay, so toxicity is basically poisoning. We all have a degree of poisoning. What that does is it shuts down cellular biochemistry. So it's as if you're breathing oxygen, but now the cell can no longer use that oxygen to make energy because it's toxic.
So you can't get through the membrane into the cell.
The cell itself is, let's see, toxicity is like, you have a car and you take a spark plug out and then you drop some dirt down in the hole and you put the spark plug back in. Now it won't work because it's full of dirt where the spark's supposed to happen and make the horsepower. So that's what toxicity is in the cell. See, toxicity goes all the way to the cellular level. The cell itself can be full of whatever toxin, heavy metals, any kind of chemical, pesticide, formaldehyde, whatever it is, it's actually inside the cell. And so now the cell is broken.
Also be affected by circulation. If you can't get the nutrients in and the toxins out, it does the same problem, right?
You bet. Yeah, just like a tourniquet. You put a tourniquet on a leg, and it's going to start dying.
Or as they say, you can't fill a full glass. Once it's full of crud, you can't get the good stuff
right.
in.
So
it's
exactly. Kind of,
right.
And the membranes get tied up, and that can set you up for type 2 diabetes. Why don't we talk about how that happens? Because I see a lot of diabetes nowadays caused by many different things. Type 2 is manageable. What do you do about that one?
So, in general, we think of type 2 diabetes as people who eat too much sugar
right. And
burn out the system. And by the way, the sugar doesn't have to be cakes and cookies. It can actually be carbohydrates. So it can be breads and crackers.
Yeah. And cereal and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but you eat too much of that. That's what we typically think of in terms of type 2 diabetes. But the second equation is really lack of nutrients, because our body needs the B6, the magnesium, the zinc. It needs all these nutrients to run the metabolic machinery that burns up the sugar. So it's a complete imbalance of how much sugar you consume with too little vitamins, minerals, nutrients.
So the more sugar you have, the more that you acquire nutrients. Unfortunately, the more sugar you have, the less nutrients you have.
There you go.
So what you're
exactly
saying is
right.
You've tipped the teeter-totter completely into one direction. And so that's why you have to, if somebody goes, you get all your nutrients from your food. Well, it kind of depends on the food you're eating, folks. If you're eating Cap'n Crunch and Tony the Tiger food, probably not going to take care of that for you.
There's nothing there, I tell you. It's empty.
Yeah, it's a content-free meal. Anybody who would like to join the program in progress, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. With all this horsepower, we're coming in to do a Saturday morning call at your house so you can get home delivery of solutions for you. 866-577-2473. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Center, we always say that one of your most important doctors is your dentist. Make sure you go to a dentist we go to, one that we send our families to. Dr. Al Fala is one of the few dentists we know, trust, and go to because of his integrity, skills, and commitment to excellence. You can reach Dr. Fala's office at 760-730-1600. That's 760-730-1600, or go to dentistryforsandiego.com. Dr. Fala incorporates state-of-the-art techniques and training in all phases of holistic dentistry, bite balancing, and TMJ treatment. Dr. Fala is an accredited member of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology and a fellow of the International College of Craniomandibular Orthopedics. Call Dr. Fala today at 760-730-1600 or go to dentistryforsandiego.com.
There's nothing like clean, fresh, great-tasting water from every faucet in your home. And that's why you need FilterCon. FilterCon. It's the whole house water filtration and conditioning system used and recommended by many doctors and health professionals. It delivers clean, great-tasting, filtered water throughout your home, even your bath and shower. Natural water. None of that slippery, slimy, saltwater feeling. Your hair and skin is going to love the difference. And it's computerized. That means maintenance-free. No more lugging heavy bottles of water or bags of salt. It's centralized water filtration. You get all the filtered water your entire family can drink, cook with, bathe, and shower with, wash the dog with, you name it, for just pennies per day. The FilterCon water system, truly an investment. You can pay more, but you won't get more than a FilterCon. Check out their website at FilterCon.com. That's FilterCon.com. Call 1-800-550-1995 and ask for the special health show pricing. 1-800-550-1995. It's 1-800-550-1995. 800-550-1995.
Don't trust probiotics with hidden identities. Ultra-floral probiotics from Metagenics are backed by the ID guarantee for purity, clinical reliability, and predicted safety via scientific identifications of strains with established health benefits. There are 10 distinct ultra-floral probiotic formulas for customized support for digestive and immune health. Ultra-floral probiotics are available at Center for Advanced Medicine. Visit them today at centerforadvancedmed.com.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is AM 1210 K-Praise.
And welcome back, folks, to Health Talk, Second Opinion. So nice to have you join us today. We're here in the studio, myself, Dr. Mark Drucker, Dr. Dave Nelson, and Dr. Bill Kellis. We are talking about quite a few things, really, but it all relates to how a person may not be feeling well, right, Dr. Nelson?
That's right.
And a lot of it is fatigue. We mentioned digestion, sleep disorders, mm-hmm. mood disorders, right? So irritability, depression, lack of motivation. This is all going to happen when you don't feel physically that well, that vital. There's inflammation, there's gut dysbiosis, but again, I just find myself, I enjoy talking about, you know, what are you going to eat today that's going to build, Hippocrates said, food shall be your medicine. So what are you going to eat? Well, you know, one of my people always say, breakfast, that's the hardest meal. What do I eat for breakfast? Mm-hmm. So
What do I have for breakfast?
Yeah, what do you have for breakfast?
I have... three poached eggs.
Okay.
I have avocado.
Yes.
And I may have some organic sausage or I usually keep it some veggies.
Right.
But my avocado my eggs and may have a little hummus every once in a while.
I love hummus.
My base is some protein and the avocados. I love avocados. I tell everyone try to get an avocado a day. There's so many good
at
nutrients.
At least one a day.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite breakfasts is actually leftovers from dinner the night before.
Okay,
so,
yes.
So twice a week, you know, two or three times a week, I'll have leftovers. So yes. Now, next thing you know, I'm having some leftover salmon with some Brussels sprouts and some broccoli.
So you
and
really
that's breakfast.
You really do make dinner your breakfast.
Yes. Yeah, that is, it was good for dinner the night before too.
You know, I sometimes vary it a little bit. You know, I like to get some variety in it, and I'm addicted. I love. We have a product called OptiCleanse.
Yes, it's good.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I make a shake and.
Yeah, protein
and,
shake a couple days a week.
Yeah,
is another.
I try to vary it off of it, but I love that OptiCleanse. It's so good. It's delicious.
How about if you.
Sugar free.
Yeah.
And I actually like a little pinch of salt.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
When I make a protein shake, I use a little pinch of salt and plenty of oil.
Oh, yeah.
I add
oils to it.
Either avocado oil, sunflower oil.
Pumpkin oil.
Well, both you guys are using the word avocado. One of the things I like with avocado is that at Costco, you can get holy guacamole.
Oh, yes. We have that,
even
too.
If you can't, even if you haven't got time to do the whole avocado and cut it up and do all that stuff, you can just pop open the holy guacamole, mix it with some crackers and sardines, you got a meal.
Yep.
And you can get gluten-free crackers and stuff like that. So people say, what do I do for snacks? And I'm trying to give you some ideas here.
Yes.
Nuts, seeds, things like that. You can just have a little bit. I think grazing is better for the body than eating a big meal. Just what do you guys think?
Well, unless you want to take a nap, you can eat a big meal.
Yeah.
You know, south of the border.
We need that
siesta. Siesta every afternoon after,
But grazing is good. And I mean, you mentioned the holy guacamole. I love that. And I found these almond crackers, gluten-free almond crackers. They're great for snacks and use that with, I mean, those are great healthy snacks with celery and
almond butter. Where do you get the almond crackers?
I get those at Costco.
Okay. So we'll have to get some more almond crackers.
Yep, they're delicious.
I'll send out the troops. And Dr. Drucker has one where he gets the pickles that are without the vinegar.
Right. So the fermented foods are very important. That's
how you ferment them.
Right.
Yes.
But that's really part of our makeup. Is to get fermented foods because that's how people ate throughout the ages before refrigeration.
Mm-hmm. Well, your food either putrefies, ferments, or digests. Those are the three choices, aren't they?
I guess so.
I mean, so if it doesn't digest completely, it's going to ferment, which makes fermented foods. And the key is to do it the right way, which is actual natural fermenting, like with cabbage, like with that type of stuff.
Sauerkraut.
Versus throwing in a bunch of extra vinegar, which is thioaldehydes, which can cause more inflammation, right?
Yeah, it's a difference between a yeast fermentation and a bacterial fermentation,
right.
Which, again, folks, this goes back to the dysbiosis. So when you eat food and you have an abundance of overgrowth of yeast, now that food's getting yeast fermented, which is in the aldehyde, alcohol, so you're actually, we call that auto brewery. You're actually creating these toxic chemicals that are, first of all, toxic to the liver, just like alcohol.
Well, I have people come into me with high GGTPs and wondering why they can't get insurance. And I say, do you drink alcohol? They go, no, I don't drink alcohol. They've got auto brewery syndrome going, and that's blowing up their high GGTP. And the insurance company won't give them insurance because of that reason. Isn't that interesting?
And there's been those interesting cases where people were suspected of driving under the influence.
That's right.
Because they measured on a breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, you look at the history and who they are, and it's they don't drink alcohol, but they eat a lot of sugar, mm-hmm. and they have a yeast problem, mm-hmm. and they're turning it into alcohol compounds right in their digestive system.
That's when you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, where you go to the back of the room, and they're all eating donuts and stuff and wondering why they're having dry drunks.
I think you hit it right on. You said the way our ancestors before refrigeration, you know, our grandparents didn't have refrigeration. in their early years,
right.
And they canned their foods.
Right.
They glass containers
sealed it up.
They pickled.
Yep.
And they also put a lot of brine, salt.
Yes.
That was a great preservative.
Yes. You know, salt was a great preservative.
It's funny because we don't get a lot of salt type things.
But
anymore.
We're told get off salt now these days, right?
Well, any cow knows better than that. They lick that.
That's
salt,
right.
You know, so that one works. And what other things does that affect the liver, Dr. D? When you eat this stuff and you have a lot of sugar and you're fermenting and getting the alcohol, your body has to process that alcohol and those aldehydes. And that affects the what I call the liver-brain connection, right?
Right. Yeah. So that's once it's the liver. Now you've got again the gut-brain. So that's where people get headaches and brain fog, mood. You're just not feeling very happy because you have all these toxic chemicals floating around the brain. The brain's not performing
so you can pick up bipolar.
Kind of, people think people get very mysterious about the brain. It's another organ, and it has to function. It has to be healthy. It has to be strong. It has to have the nutrients it needs. It's very complex in doing what it needs to do. But it's another organ that requires all the ingredients to work correctly.
So if you've been feeding all the crud to it, you basically have your pit bull coming after you all the time. You're living in depression and misery. Or you can have feed it good, bad stuff, and from time to time you have the Doberman pincer gives you a bipolar kind of effect. Or you can feed it the good stuff and you have the good shepherd. And that's really where we're going. We're trying to help you be the best you can be. Let's go to John in San Diego. John, you there?
Yes, I am.
How can we serve you, John?
I had a question regarding my wife. She's currently being seen at CAM and treated for an autoimmune disease. And,
what's autoimmune?
We think it's fibromyalgia in that area. She has a lot of pain and stiffness at night. And she was, but she thaws out during the day, feels pretty good during the day. When she first came in, she could, she was having problem even getting in and out of the car. She was very swollen, especially in her legs. Now through the supplementation program, the swelling has pretty much gone away. And she has a lot more strength during the day, so she's getting better from that aspect. But at night, she still has a lot of pain sometimes, especially in her left arm. And I wonder if there's a way to treat the pain aspect.
Well, let's talk about what's causing it, because if I don't like the Scud missile that's landing in my area, I don't just use Patriot missiles. I go get the launcher. So. Is there any dental stuff going on? Because oftentimes on fibromyalgia, there's either a bite problem or an infection in the mouth, something like that going on.
There is. She does have a root canal that there is probably an infection in the bone from that root canal.
And did somebody take the root canal out, you said?
Not, you mean take the tooth out and
yes.
The bone? And no, not at this point.
Yeah, I think that as long as that tooth is in there, you're probably going to have a problem. Your thoughts on that, Dr. Nelson?
You know, I would concur also, Dr. Kellis, if there is an infected root canal. Well, first of all root canals are infected.
Yes, they are.
So
yeah,
that's
by definition.
One.
They're
right.
Infected, but they don't have a nerve, so you can't feel it.
Right.
They don't have a blood supply, so you can't stop it.
Right. So if it just so happens that a particular person doesn't handle that infection well or as well as some other people can, then the infection becomes more prevalent and more symptomatic. It leaks into the body more, these these toxic waste products of infection. So this would be very important to just get clear that, you know, there is infection there, how much is there, or to what degree. And I have a very, very good friend who just went through this. She had a sort of a symptomatic root canal tooth that she put up with off and on for years. At one time, it really got very painful and swollen, and she decided to, you know, put garlic in her gum and treat it, and she got it to calm down so it wasn't so acutely painful. But she was having all kinds of aches and pains and arthritic type symptoms.
Mm-hmm. I had this problem.
Right. And, you know, she finally got that tooth out, and it's all gone.
I'll share with you something. I had an infected tooth, and people who've seen me lately know my neck's a bit stiff. That infected tooth caused my neck to lock up on me, and that caused it to calcify and stiffen up. So I can tell you this, infected teeth can cause a problem. And they actually took out the tooth, but they didn't go in and clean the bone out. And when Dr. Fala finally had this x-ray that showed where the spot was in my bone, and he got that bone spot, now things have started to calm down in that area. That infection is most likely, it's not a classic autoimmune, just so you know. This is more an infection that's causing your everything to lock up.
Mm-hmm. And could it be in combination right now? She had high lead and cadmium in her test for heavy metals, and she's undergoing chelation right now. So could that be a contributing factor also?
Well, and that's certainly helpful because cadmium suppresses zinc, which is critical in the immune system. Lead, of course, can affect the bone, the calcium, and, of course, your cognitive ability. So there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, but the reality is her pain and inflammation is probably tied to that tooth.
Okay.
And that is not classic autoimmune, just so we're clear. Fibromyalgia, most people shoot thoughts at fibromyalgia. If you've got a bite or an infection in your mouth, the bite problem causes different muscles to tighten up, and that pattern, they call the trigger points, fibromyalgia. And the infection actually can cause that jaw, neck, shoulder, that whole area to get inflamed. We've had Al Manconi on the show, and he was talking about how he'd had this problem for 40 years, couldn't look up and see the 4th of July things. And after he got the dental work done, he said immediately, everything just felt like it loosened up, and he's a different guy since then. So I hear many people say that it's made a big difference, not just myself.
So it sounds like a dental appointment to take care of that could relieve a lot of the symptoms and eventually.
Yes, but you have to get somebody who really knows how to fix that. I would say Dr. Fall is the one who fixed mine, and I recommend him highly. I think he does an excellent job at that. And more importantly, he can actually put that. He's got a advanced case of a CAT scan, which can actually find the exact spot where the problem is and go in and fix that. And so you don't leave it undone, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for your analysis.
All right. Thanks, John.
And one more point, John. In the meantime, I would want to make sure that her neck and shoulder area that's, going to that arm, there may be a lot of tension we can symptomatically relieve and release until the dental work gets handled.
Even the
microcurrent that's working for me and a lot of other patients so well, that will... what it does, again, is it just makes those cells that are hurting, it gives them more. See, anywhere you have pain, you have a body part that's in dysfunction.
Right.
And so if you add energy to the cells mm-hmm. of that body part, they get stronger, they get healthier, they don't hurt as much, including nerve cells. So it could be a nerve tissue itself that's hurting. So the microcurrent will energize those cells of that tissue. They'll get healthier. Yeah. They won't have as much pain.
Well, it's amazing. I'm seeing it clear headaches. I'm also seeing it bring people to sleep better. So it's amazing what getting the cells to do what they're supposed Definitely. To do can do. All right, John, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day. Anybody wishing to join the program in progress, give us a call, 866-577-2473. We'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave Nelson. I want to tell you about one of the best products I know to detoxify and rejuvenate your cells. Sun Corella is the richest, most complete whole food you'll ever find and is packed with life-supporting nutrients like protein, iron, chlorophyll, beta-carotene, lutein, and so much more. Sun Corella is the only Corella product that guarantees the highest digestibility. That means your body can assimilate so much of the good whole food nutrition. So give the good folks at Sun Corella USA a call today, and they will send you a free sample. Just call 1-800-979-8448. That's 1-800-979-8448, and receive your free sample.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic. A clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProbioMax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProbioMax is right for you.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is AM 1210 K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, a second opinion of the show. It's Dr. Bill Kellis, co-host Dr. Mark Drucker and Dr. David Nelson. You know, we've been talking to you about a combination of inflammation and digestive and some of the normal things that we just see going on with people today. So how would you guys tie it up? What would you say is the thing that people should do if they have some of these issues?
Well, one of the things the first thing that we start out with was the gut. Take a look at the gut. Is there any symptoms of are we getting the proper probiotics, proper flora in the gut to help restore the gut? Dr. Drucker mentioned the symptoms of SIBO and things like that can affect the brain. And we need to determine what kind of bacteria you do need, because each bacteria affects different, each probiotic
right.
affects different bacteria.
What about 26? How do you like the 26?
I love it.
What do you like about it?
It's going to stimulate and strengthen the immune system. So
to control the bad guys.
Because what happens is when the environment has the wrong organisms, bacteria, it becomes a toxic environment.
Right.
And now, so not only now that toxicity actually poisons the immune system, so it's no longer working. Okay, so it's just like taking a...
So what it does is it takes the 26 key bacteria that are pathogenic that can cause a problem, tell your immune system about it, put out an all-points bulletin, a wanted poster, and starts taking them out. And so it, as it takes out the bad guys, the good guys start taking over, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, we want to get the good guys back.
So I think taking that with... probiotic is the combination for reconquering that, unless there's a parasite.
Well, a lot of times, with or without a parasite, it could just be the toxic bacteria. We have to go in with some mastic or some berberine. We really got to kill off some of these bad guys.
Yeah. So and feed the good guys. So it's a combination of probiotic feeding type food. Anyway, anybody who would like to get more information from the Center for Advanced Medicine, we're coming to the end of the program right now. You can give us a call at 760-632-9042. And ask for Diane. She can help you. That's 760-632-9042.
And make sure you check out our website, www.centerforadvancedmed.com. Centerforadvancedmed.com.
Until next week, this is Dr. Bill Killis, Dr. Mark Drucker, and Dr. David Nelson wishing the Lord's health and grace to you.
You've been listening to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. Your hosts have been health practitioners from the Center for Advanced Medicine, which is located in Encinitas, California. Center for Advanced Medicine is an integrated medical center whose purpose is to discover the root cause of your health problems and implement a treatment plan to assist you in regaining your health. Their doctors use the right modalities, all located in the center, the right way at the right time. For over 25 years, the center has been helping people like you from all over the country. For more information, you can call the Center for Advanced Medicine at 760-632-9042. That's 760-632-9042. And make sure to visit their website at centerforadvancedmed.com. That's centerforadvancedmed.com.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.